It's here and now. Anyone remember reading the classic novel My Side of the Mountain? It's about a boy who lives in the wild with a falcon. Monty Markley read the book as a kid and grew up to be a master falconer. NPR's Brian Mann spent a winter morning with him on a Kansas prairie.
Just after dawn, Monty Markley is gearing up on his farm near Augusta in southern Kansas.
This is a bull riding glove.
Markley tugs on the bright yellow glove, which he uses as a falconing gauntlet. He says he fell in love with raptors when he was a kid.
A local farmer came by one day, I was probably 12, and he had a hawk in a box. My mother drove me into the Augusta Public Library, and I got the one falconry book that they had and figured out how to keep this bird alive.
Markley hunted with that first bird for 3 years and was hooked. He's now rated a master falconer.
Come on, wake up. Come here. Come on. There you go.
He rouses Storm, his new prairie falcon, from her perch. She wears a leather hood over her head and eyes to keep her calm. Storm is his only bird right now. Markley trapped her wild on the plains near his farm just a few months ago. Sitting on his fist, she's beautiful in a dangerous way. Wings the color of dry grass and tree bark. Her delicate chest feathers cream white. But she's a hunter. Her curved beak and talons like polished blades.
When she initially strikes prey, they punch them with their feet. Or even hit them with their breastbone.
Markley is actually my cousin, though we haven't seen each other since we were little boys. When he heard I was visiting Kansas, he invited me to join him and Storm for a training hunt. Because his bond with Storm is new, they're still building trust. When she flies today, he says, it's not sure she'll come back.
Yeah, and there's birds I've had, I thought I had it all dialed in, and they take off. You never see them again. It's over. Just that fast.
We set off, walking across a stubbled wheat field. There's a frozen pond in the distance. The wind is fierce, and clouds scud across a vast pearl-blue sky. It's a tense moment as Markley slips off Storm's hood.
Hey, girl.
He pauses, then gestures gently, sending her up into the wind.
She's probably 400 or 500 feet right now.
Markley lets her prowl for a bit, wings beating the wind. Then he releases a pheasant for her to hunt.
Ho, 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 ho!
This is the test. Will Storm hunt with Markley, or will she fly away? He runs forward as Storm folds her wings and darts down out of the sky.
Yep, 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 yep.
A quick strike, a violent tussle on the ground, and the pheasant is dead. And after a little coaxing by Markley, Storm follows her training. She settles and waits for us, perched patiently on her prey in the silver-brown grass.
You know, there's really no tether other than that trust.
The cool thing, Markley says, is a wild falcon that escapes just goes back to being wild. But still, he's clearly pleased, relieved she stayed. He sits next to her in the grass, grinning.
Kind of a fuss bucket this morning.
It's remarkable sitting so close to a creature still so wild. Markley rewards Storm with bits of pheasant meat. And she makes contented noises as she eats. Markley says if their bonding continues to deepen, he and Storm could be together for a long time, hunting the Kansas plains for a decade or more. Brian Mann, NPR News in Augusta, Kansas.